I shall quote no more from Darwin, but I want to emphasize the fact that he saw classification as one of the most important pieces of evidence bearing on his theory. Since antiquity, naturalists have found that animals and plants fall into a hierarchy, a system of groups and subgroups. And this system was formalized by Linnaeus in the 18th century into classes containing orders, orders containing families, families containing genera, and so on. Linnaeus and most other systematists before Darwin saw this natural hierarchy as an expression of an abstract natural order, the creator's plan. But Darwin saw it in material or concrete terms, as the inevitable result of descent with modification, and as something predicted by and so explained by his theory. That's why he said that all true classification is genealogical. So now, having worked through Darwin's diagram and his comments on it, we might be ready to answer some questions. The first and the most basic is this: what does relationship mean in systematics? I shall outline three different answers, each of them given by one of the three most influential and authoritative systematists. The first answer is by George Gaillard Simpson, who lived from 1902 to 1984. Here's what he said in his 1961 book, Principles of Animal Taxonomy. Is a man more closely related to his father, son, or brother? The degree of genetical relationship to father and son is invariably the same, 0.5 on proportion of shared chromosomes. Genetical relationship to a brother is variable, from 1.0 to 0.0 in terms of chromosomes, although the probability of those extremes is exceedingly low. But the mean value is the same as for father and son, 0.5. Unfortunately, relationships among taxa do not have such fixed a priori expectations. The same two kinds of relationships nevertheless exist. Among successive taxa in an ancestral descendant lineage, and among contemporaneous taxa of more or less distinct common origin. The former relationships are called vertical, and the latter horizontal. End of quote. Now we can easily picture Simpson's two kinds of relationship by looking back at Darwin's diagram. If you find the point in the left-hand lineage, the A line, where it splits at A3 and gives rise to A4 and D4, you can see that the relation between A3 and A4 is the father-son kind, Simpson's vertical relationship, and the relation between A4 and D4 is the brother kind, Simpson's horizontal relationship. Simpson goes on to say that one kind of relationship is obviously just as objective as the other, that classification by either vertical or horizontal relationships alone is absolutely impossible, and that the art of taxonomy is in using your taste and ingenuity to effect a compromise between the two kinds of relationship. That's Simpson's answer to the question, what is relationship? And it leads him to see classification as an art, a matter of taste and ingenuity.